how you're handling the pandemic and feeling after what's been so far a 13-month marathon.
Yeah, I think I'm taking it, you know, one day at a time, like everyone else. You know, I have the same pandemic fatigue everyone has, you know, waiting to get back to normal. You know, I miss my family and friends and get-togethers and missing watching my kids play their sports. It's the same no matter, like, you know, what your job is. You kind of, I'm just like everyone else with that kind of feeling.
And do you notice a difference, you know, when you're walking downtown and you know, the general feeling of people? Or is there must be days where it feels like despair, or other days where maybe there's one bright spot where you get a bit of laughter?
Well, I think, you know, the COVID impact for our homeless and mental health, I don't think, you know, it really isn't a big change for them. I think where I see, you know, this huge pandemic issues is with business owners. You know, that's more depressing, I think, as far as are they going to bounce back and how many, you know, are going to be gone and not reopening. That's my big concern that way, you know, in the way, you know, walking the beat, going into all the businesses and chatting with the owners and the staff is kind of the normal way that we do business, keeping up with what's going on with them. And now, you know, there's locked doors and, you know, heavy restrictions for that piece of, you know, walking the beat and dealing with the public.
I don't know if this is like your routine or maybe your personal routine, work routine. What, over the past 12, 13 months, what's changed for you day-to-day life?
Well, my complete job has changed. As far, like, I was the high school officer. So when the pandemic hit, the high schools were closed. So for me, I didn't have my position anymore. So it was transitioned to walking the beat. So that was significant. You know, 40-hour week walking the beat, you know, that was huge.
Fill in on what are some of the challenges being your routine and the stores and that. What are some of the challenges?
Yeah, and I think for all of policing, like all my coworkers, the way that we do business has changed with all COVID restrictions and added stress for officers and citizens as well. Like you really can't come into the station. You know, more phone call response as opposed to in-person police response, you know, at your house, at your door. You know, that is huge. That's a big difference for us and how we do business for all of my coworkers too. Wearing PPEs, you know, that's very cumbersome. And, you know, I feel with having our face covered for the type of job we do, I think that's a real detriment, but you know, we have to roll with it, right?
And you've raised a good point. A lot of policing is, you know, eyes and ears to the ground, nose to the ground, and just interaction with people. A lot of that is not possible now.
Yeah, it's just there's not as many people out there and about. And, you know, like I said, we're doing more of the telephone response, especially during the more serious lockdown phases. Those kinds of things are being done.
It seems odd to talk about accomplishments, but there are bright moments through the past year and a bit where something has happened or you've undertaken something that's an accomplishment for you or the team or the people you work with there. Is there one that you can relay to us?
I think my biggest happiness and joy that I would say I get out of my job is the relationships that I've been able to build with the vulnerable people downtown, you know, stopping and talking to them, making them feel seen and heard, you know, listening to them, helping them in any way that I can, you know, either educating, informing them of all the services that are in place for them in this city, to help them out, you know, in any way that I can, and, you know, and that they're comfortable coming to me and, you know, asking for help or just to chat, you know, that kind of relationship that I've been able to have, you know, with the vulnerable as well as, you know, the businesses, as, you know, downtown.